master of your health. Dr. Hyla Kass is a nationally acclaimed innovator and expert in the fields of integrative medicine, psychiatry, and addiction recovery. As a board-certified psychiatrist, she helps individuals withdraw safely and comfortably from addictive substances, including medications, using natural supplements. She immediately caught my attention. Addiction has made headlines in all media outlets around the country, and the number of deaths it has left behind is heart-wrenching. Perhaps someone in your circle of friends has or is struggling with addiction. Andrea Nakayama's interview with Dr. Kass inspired me to write about addiction this month. While most think of drugs or addictive substances when considering addiction, I will be focusing on food as the addiction in this article. Sugary drinks and desserts plus alcoholic beverages are included in the equation. After completing my functional nutrition counselor coursework at the Functional Nutrition Alliance with Andrea Nakayama last year, I pleasantly inherited an enormous amount of information, research studies, nutrition articles, and expert advice in integrative and functional healing fields of medicine. The information is so abundant, I don't think I'll ever exhaust my resources. And I am thrilled about it because you deserve to receive as much information as is available. Why? To help you navigate through the dangerous minefields left behind by the shocking and dangerous global experience of the COVID-19 pandemic, along with its resulting long COVID, the diverse variants, and the many faceted after effects of mysterious medical conditions that continue to pop up and baffle scientific researchers, the medical community, and all of us. Minefields indeed. However, being informed helps people make better life choices and see light at the end of the tunnel. So I encourage you to continue to take out time from your busy schedules to educate yourself and make healthy living your default in life and not wishful thinking that provides no measurable results. Chances are you know someone suffering from Alzheimer's, diabetes, asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, depression, and all types of addiction. It's time they know that it's possible to bypass these unpleasant medical situations or avoid them altogether. That it is also possible to minimize much of the damage already done by exploring our food addictions. Yes, you heard that right. Food addictions. Did you know that foods today are infused with chemicals and toxins that disrupt our body's harmonious cadence and rhythm? And that easily turn us into uncontrollable food addicts? And as if that were not enough, we are literally malnourished and obese? The majority of the population does not know this. So if you want to change your future health story, start writing right now. Because something needs to change, and that something may be you. But a few things are needed to start, so listen carefully. Number one, you must really, really want it. A strong desire is needed for a positive future outcome. Number two, you must be willing to change your thinking or thought process. Number three, you must believe you can do it. Number four, you must have a strong why, a fabulous or an incredible reason behind doing it. And And number five, articulate a clear intention. Unlike a goal, having a clear intention is like carrying that intentional thought wherever you go. It's like living in that future reality every step you take, seeing it every day as you are doing the daily work of achieving it. Isn't that cool? Doing this will help you become the master of your health and not the slave of others. Those others being the evening news, television commercials, or internet articles. It could be a Facebook post or a well-meaning relative, specialist, or professional in their field. The information they offer could be inaccurate, non-scientific, or partially true, given with good intentions, no doubt. In becoming the master of your health, you will be your own health advocate and expert advisor. You will become a wellness practitioner, prevention strategist, self-care guru, or self-love maven. Look at it this way. The more you care about self, the better you'll care for others. The better you care for others, the more they will care for you. It's such a beautiful circle. Self, others, back to you. More often than not, people think that the reason they are having numerous health issues and feel so sick is because they are 40 plus, 50 plus, 60, 70, or 80 plus years old. While it is true that the body goes through changes as we get older and may deteriorate to a degree, it's mostly as a result and because we have mistreated our bodies with unhealthy behaviors. And all of that is finally catching up with interests to be paid. Your body is so resilient. It has such an ability to repair itself, reverse disease, rejuvenate cellularly, recondition, restore, resist, resolve, and recover fully from most chronic conditions. Some who have experienced this describe it as miraculous. The above R's, those R words, can be described as facets of the natural healing processes with which the body was miraculously fashioned. The body remains a sophisticated healing machine until its time is up and it stops operating completely. But contrary to popular opinion, we don't have to reach our end in agony. By learning to make smarter choices, we can bypass the unpleasant, override the negatives altogether, and at the very least, minimize much of the damage. So as you can see, your amazing body has so many answers, and you have choices to make. Become the master of your health, or you'll slowly succumb in becoming the slave of a system that fosters sickness and a disease-oriented life attitude, accompanied by much agony. I am hoping you choose to love your body, learn healthier habits, live a happy life. Let us know how we can help.